I-4 DTY mobile.
Daniel, KO-4 HKX.
How's it going today?
Slow this morning. I hadn't got up and done a whole lot yet.
Today's Friday and you don't work Fridays, or don't drive Fridays.
Trying to get some stuff done around here this morning, or today, but it's been raining a little bit on and off up here this morning.
It's cloudy over here at the house, but it also feels muggy. Muggy, almost, not cold, but muggy. It's kind of weird.
I didn't think it was supposed to be any rain in the forecast today.
I'm far removed from just checking the weather and stuff. I needed to be keeping better check of it, but I came down to the house, and I'm just sitting in the driveway waiting for the Packers. They were supposed to be here at 10, and they called and said they'll be an hour late. So I'm just sitting here at the house.
Again, I hate you're having to deal with all that, but hopefully you get something settled here before long.
So, too. Hopefully, I got an Airbnb for a couple more weeks. Just booked it last night after we hung up. But, yeah, hopefully, you know, I know it will all work out. We just got to get through it. But I appreciate the sympathy.
Well, I'm glad you got the Airbnb for a few more weeks. Hopefully it's the same one. You don't have to move again.
That's a different one, but yeah, like I said, at least we have something. Last night we didn't have anywhere to go, so at least we do now. So I feel a little bit of pressure release there, but now I'm trying to get this house thing situated and try to get the Packers to get things finished. These goobers, I tell you what. They don't have two neutrons moving around in their head.
Just remember, they're dealing with your stuff, so try to be nice.
Yeah, I know. I just laughed at when he's like, yeah, I'll be there at 10 o'clock. And so then he called me today. He's like, hey, we'll be there at 10:45 or 11 o'clock. He said, did I tell you something different? I said, yeah, you told me 10 o'clock. And he just laughed, and I laughed. I was like, I'm here waiting. Just come when you can. But, yeah, you're right.
Hopefully they get there a little early and it don't take too long. Surely by now they don't have too much left to pack up.
And through the house and packed up most of it for them throughout this week and got some things cleaned up. So hopefully it won't take them too long. They were supposed to be loading up a couch today, but when I went and looked at it, they tried to get the couch through the door, and they tore the couch and tore up the wall. They actually tore up the door trying to get the couch out of the room, so I'm going to tell them just to trash it at this point.
I don't know what to say. I'm sure there's people out there dealing with much worse, but still yet, just having to deal with it at all.
I know. We've been... Yeah, we're going through it, but I know, you know, we don't have it as worse as bad as other people, so especially up in Western North Carolina. So we totally, you know, we're trying to be understanding with that. We don't feel like we have it horrible. You know, we still, like I said, none of us got hurt, and we're all alive, and that's amazing, and that's a blessing from God. Trying to get through this house, even just getting the reno started, has just been a pain in the rear end. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, I know people have it worse, so I do feel like God is taking care of us, so...
Try to keep that in mind when you're having to deal with all of it. I know it's hard to do, but it's could have been much worse for everybody, all of us.
Definitely the truth. So, yeah, I feel blessed, like I said, that we have our lives, and, you know, we still have most of our belongings, so that's amazing. You know, it could have been worse than that factor, too. So, but, yeah, so we feel... Even even though it feels very stressful, and, you know, my wife, every time she comes over here, starts to cry, she's like, I know we have it, you know, we're protected, and, you know, other people have it worse, so she's got a great perspective on it. Me trying to deal with it, sometimes I don't, but I'm trying to be better, but anyways, that's where we're at.
Well, Daniel, it's good to hear you, but I'm going to try to get up and get moving here and try to get something done today. I got some vehicle maintenance, and I got some more donations I need to get dropped off, so, you know, this morning.
What you got to do. Thanks for hopping on and saying hi, keeping me entertained for a few minutes while I'm just sitting here. So, but I hope you have a good day, and if you drive around, it, I still have my radio on, maybe we'll talk again. But, all right, I'll say 7-3. Have a good day. I'll be KI4DTY on the side.
I had to pull up YouTube and watch some videos on that new radio you were talking on, so you learn how to use it a little better. So it is a good opportunity to do that. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
I'm actually pulling up a video right now. So trying to figure out how to program this thing. But anyways, KI4DTY, I'll talk to you later. Bye.